The Holy Gospel according to Mark. And Jesus said to them, "Go into the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation." This is the Gospel of the Lord. If you blinked or you were distracted by that little creature that you brought or someone else, you might have missed it altogether. So I'm going to read the Gospel for you one more time. And Jesus said to the disciples, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to all creation." Who should we proclaim the good news to?
All creation.
All creation. So that's a tall order for us today. To proclaim the good news of God to all creation. And then you heard in the Colossians reading that God was pleased to reconcile all things. What does God reconcile? All things. By making peace through Jesus. Good news for all things, for all creation. How cool is that? I think that's pretty cool. Sometimes we get a little human-centered when it comes to our understanding of what it was that God did in Jesus Christ. We can't help but be that way. That's who we are, after all. But it's overwhelmingly clear that if you look back through the good news of God as it is mentioned in Scripture, that God has intended for everything that has breath to be gathered up into God's loving embrace. This is the good news that we have about how life creeps up on us in all of the places that you would never expect, for all things and for all creation. About how much love the Creator of the universe has for you and for that puppy sitting next to you and for the grass under your feet and for everything. That kind of inclusion is incredible. This is the good news that we have, and we get to proclaim it to all the world. And nothing shows that more than a quick look back at how many times in the narrative of God's salvation we find animals in the story. So I thought I would review for you the entire Bible, since the gospel message was just so short. But I'm going to do it through animals. And maybe not the entire Bible, but we'll just go with a few of the mentions. So if you go way, 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 way back to the very beginning of Genesis, when God speaks creatures into being, God says that they were good. And when humans were destroying the earth with their inability to get along, to care for one another, to trust God, through a guy named Noah, God saved the animals two by two, gathering them all into the ark. And when humans realized that they longed for forgiveness, they used sacrifices of animals to please God. In the book of Kings, God called upon two she-bears to stop the endless torment of a prophet who was pointing to God. When God was giving words to the prophet Isaiah to talk about what real peace looks like, he used the image of a wolf, a predator, lying right down next to a lamb, its prey. And in the Psalms, we find comfort in the image of the Lord being our shepherd, and nothing shall we want. Jesus, the Savior of the world, was born in a place where animals dwelled. In a stable, he was placed in a manger, a place where animals eat and sleep. Jesus reminded us not to worry, because God takes care of the birds, so he also takes care of us. And when the son, who had run away and wasted everything, wanted to come home, it took eating a meal with the pigs for him to realize that his father would welcome him. And when he did, the father killed the fatted calf for the celebration. And when it came time for Jesus to enter into Jerusalem and to face the cross, he rode into town on a donkey, just to name a few examples. They're everywhere in the story of God's saving grace for all creation. So you see little cats and dogs and fish wherever you are out there, and others who could not be here today. your lives can also point to the story that God has been telling all along. Okay, so now you human animals. Again, well, my cats would not have done such a good job of being here today. When I think about the love that Denny and Ellie, that's their names, they came with those names. When I think about the love that Denny and Ellie have to share, I can't help but think that it's not so different from the grace of God as I understand it through Jesus Christ. When I give some further thought to just how that's so, I came up with a couple of ways that my cats helped to deepen my understanding of how we relate to God and the good news that God intends for us. So for starters, Denny and Ellie totally are dependent on me for food. So whose job is it to feed the animal in your life? Does somebody have that job? Or do you take turns? If I don't fill their dish, they don't eat. They go hungry. In his explanation on the first article of the Apostles' Creed, Martin Luther talks about that total dependence we have on God when he says that God daily and abundantly provides shoes and clothing, food and drink, house and farm, spouse and children, fields, livestock, all property, along with all the necessities and nourishment for this body and life. Yes, you heard the F word, didn't you? Food. Yeah. In other words, God provides everything that we need for this life, and it's all a gift. So if we think about how it is that we provide for these animals in our life, and we think about how it is that God provides for us, we might be able to understand that it is total provision for our needs. Secondly, my cats help me understand my relationship with God has to do with comfort that God provides at the end of the day. So I don't know if you have a little routine with your animal when you come home, or if you've had an animal in your life, where when you come home, certain things must happen in a certain order, and that we're regimented to expect a certain way. So when I come in the garage door, I can usually expect that Denny and Ellie are going to be sitting at the bottom of the stairs, stretching their necks, excited to see me. And it is so good that after a long day, I come home to somebody who's excited to see me. And then when I plop down in my big green chair, it's usually Denny who comes up to me first, and he hops in my lap and he purrs. And it might be totally selfish. He may just want pets and scratches. But I happen to find it to be delightful when I think about how that kind of comfort is just provided in my day-to-day life. My hair. When I go to sleep, they cuddle in next to me. And that kind of unconditional love reminds me of God's unconditional and faithful love, like the kind that we heard about in Psalm 139. Oh Lord, you've searched me and you know me. You know when I sit down, you know when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all of my ways. So we bless these animals today, and it's kind of fun bringing them to worship. But we do so because they've been a blessing for us. And so as we bless them, we too remember that we are blessed to be part of that whole creation that God had intended for the good news. And the good news is that God's love for all creation knows no end.